This is a podcast from the Queen City Podcast Network.
This week, a major moment in the opioid epidemic. CVS and Walgreens have agreed to pay state and local governments a combined $10 million to settle lawsuits. Settlements over opioids now total more than $50 billion. We're talking to North Carolina Attorney General Josh Stein, asking what all the money will be used for and if this epidemic will ever end. This is WBTV's Good Question. Attorney General, this major settlement.
Yeah.
What was your involvement in that?
Well, my office helped lead these negotiations. We've been on the front lines of this fight in the opioid epidemic to hold accountable the various stages of the drug industry that have helped to create and fuel the crisis, from the manufacturers to the distributors to now the pharmacies.
Realizing that this settlement was going to be reached, what was your reaction?
I'm very pleased that we have held accountable the drug companies that helped to create and fuel this crisis. The $10 billion from CVS and Walgreens added to the previous settlements now brings us north of $50 billion. And almost all of that money has to go to attacking the crisis and helping people live healthy, happy lives.
Exactly how is that money going to be used?
The money is going to be split between the state government and local governments, mainly the counties. But regardless of whether it goes to the state or to the county, it has to go to prevention, treatment, harm reduction, or recovery services. It's all about trying to help people be happy, healthy, and whole.
Is this opioid epidemic ever going to end?
Well, drug addiction is as long as time. We've had drug addiction as long as there have been people. And so I don't pretend that we're going to get rid of the opioid epidemic. But what we have to do is get away from this crisis point, bend the curve, and start seeing reductions in the number of people who are suffering.
Right now, are we still at a peak? Are we on the rise? Or are things leveling off? Or are we on a decline?
I think we're starting to level off. In 20 and 21, we had the deadliest years in American history. And so what we want to do is obviously turn the tide on this crisis. And what I do know is because of these funds, in addition to the great work that's going on across the state, is there will be more people alive and healthy next year and the year after that and the year after that than otherwise would have been.
Absolutely. What's next for your office when it comes to fighting this epidemic?
We're going to now focus on partnering with our state and local governments to make sure that the money that we've secured for them is well invested and actually makes a difference in people's communities.
Absolutely. When people think big pharma, they don't always think about the opioid crisis. How top of mind is that for you and the people who work in your office?
Well, this crisis has been going on for years. And so when I came in 2016, this became one of my top priorities. And so we started the investigations of the manufacturers. Then we did the investigation of the distributors. And now most recently, we've held accountable the pharmacies. So the companies that helped play a role in this crisis have now all been held accountable. They've had to pay real money, over $50 billion, and change the way they do business to make sure something like this never happens again.
How important is that for the American people?
It's incredibly important. So many people, too many Americans have died of an overdose. Too many Americans are struggling with addiction right now. And it's not only them, but it's their families, it's their neighbors, it's their friends, it's the communities. So much suffering has occurred because of this crisis, and we've got to do everything we can to overcome it.
Just to be crystal clear, what were these big pharmaceutical companies doing that was so wrong in the eyes of so many?
The thing that the manufacturers were doing was deceptive representations on the drug. They were saying it was effective at treating pain and it was non-addictive when those things weren't even true. The pharmacies and the distributors, they failed to have red flags to ensure that these pills were not being dumped into communities and overwhelming them with the number of pills. If they had had the right red flags in place, they could have stopped it from occurring.
Absolutely. Anything else you'd like to say to the public in North Carolina about the opioid crisis?
This has been an absolutely devastating crisis here in the state. So many people are struggling today. And what I want folks to know who are suffering or they have loved ones who are suffering is that there is hope and recovery. You can get to the other side. There are more people living a life in recovery than there are in active addiction. Just make sure you don't give up.
You see an end to the opioid epidemic in the near future?
We won't see an end to it, but what we want to do is dramatically reduce the number of people who are actively using, reduce the number of people who are overdosing, and of course, reduce the number of people who are dying.
Thank you so much.
WBTV's Good Question is a product of WBTV in cooperation with Queen City Podcast Network and Balto Creative Media. From WBTV, Good Question is produced by Jack Vandertal. Special thanks to Jamie Bowl. For the Queen City Podcast Network, WBTV's Good Question is produced by Brian Baltashevitz and Maria Delgado. Production coordinator, Taylor Robinson. It is recorded at the Queen City Podcast Network studios in Uptown Charlotte.
QueenCityPodcastNetwork.com.